Hello, I am Caden Fabick. I am 16 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with my grandma, Kathy Fabick, and we are in Freeport, Pennsylvania. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Hi, I'm Kathy Fabick. I'm Caden's grandmother. And the person who's been kind to me in my life has been my mother. She has taught me to respect others, how to get along with people. She taught me the different values of life and how to cook and just all-around general information.
All right. Can you give me some background information on your mother?
Yes. My mother was born in Freeport, Pennsylvania in 1925. And she didn't graduate from high school, but she came a mother when she was 20 and had 8 children. And she was a good mom, and she turned 94, and she just passed away here recently in July.
8 children. Wow. Can you tell me where they live and by order them by age?
Yes, I can. I'm the oldest, and I live in Trenton, Pennsylvania. My brother after me is 3 years younger than me. His name is Frank, and he lives in Oregon. My next brother is passed away. He died in 1968. He drowned in a pond. The next brother is Ronnie, and he is in Oregon also. Then the next brother I have is Lou. He also lives in Oregon. I have a sister, Brenda. She's in Oregon. I have a sister, Terry, which lives in Pennsylvania, New Kensington, and a young sister. She's 20 years younger than me, and she lives in Oregon also.
Why did they all move to Oregon?
Well, my grandma and grandpa moved out there, and so my mom followed out there in like 1969, and eventually my brothers and sisters moved out there, except me and my sister, which live here. And I had a bunch of uncles that lived out there, and they just really liked it, and it's beautiful out there. It's really nice.
Interesting. Have you ever been out there, too?
Yes. First time I went out, I was 10 years old. I stayed with my aunt and uncle there, and you could see Mount Hood from their home. It was so beautiful. And then when I went out again, I was married. I took my oldest son out there. He was 10 when he went out. And then I went out again with my younger son, which he was 10 years old when we went out there. So I've been out there probably about 10 times. It's beautiful country.
What's your greatest memories from the trips?
My greatest memory is going to the ocean, Pacific Ocean out there. It's gorgeous, just seeing all the driftwood and the big rocks and going up into the mountainside. There's elk and... It's just a beautiful country. It's not littered, and it's just beautiful.
Would you ever think about moving out to there?
You know what? I don't think so. I thought when my mom was alive, maybe I would. But now my family's back here, my 2 sons and my grandchildren, and I would really miss them. So I doubt it's just nice to go visit my siblings and that. So we have a good time when we go visit.
What do you feel most grateful about in your life?
I'm most grateful for them. I have 2 great sons and 3 wonderful grandchildren, and I appreciate them all. And it's just, I miss them when I don't get to see them, and so happy to have them.
Can you tell me about your sons?
Yes, my oldest son, Michael, has a contracting business. He works for Accessible Mobility. He puts in chairlifts and ramps and bathrooms and stuff for handicapped people. And he's very good at his job, and he enjoys doing it. He has 2 children. He has Caden that's 16 and Marissa that's 20. Marissa's in college, and Caden is a junior in high school. My other son, Sean, has a daughter, 5, and he is a satellite imager. They like make maps for the government and stuff like that. And that's about it. The boys are good boys.
What are some of the most important lessons your family has taught you in life?
They taught me love and how to get along with other people. just what life is all about, love and caring and just getting along. And I just love when the family gets together at certain holidays and we do things together, and just going to my grandson's sporting events, and it's just a lot of fun to be with them and see what they do.
What sort of holidays do you get together on?
Well, the family comes over for Thanksgiving, and the boys and their families, and my son's mother-in-law comes over, and we have dinner. They usually come at Easter, and we always have an Easter dinner and get a, you know, watch TV, football games, or whatever like that. But, yeah, we have a good meal, hopefully. She's going to say, oh, my God, what's wrong with that lady?
What other activities do you do other than eating during those holidays?
Well, we just sit around and talk about old times or things we've done, or we watch football. We get out the games. We play Scattergories or Apple to Apple or different games like that, something to get the family all involved together. That was good.
What is, other than people, what's the most important thing in your life?
Well, I think I would have to say my health. I'm getting to be older, and I'm just happy that I'm able to do things, to move along. I just recently retired, and I'm happy to be able to go out and volunteer at certain things and just go out and do things.
Okay, this whole time we've been talking about other people throughout your life. Can you tell me when and where you were born?
Yes, I was born in Natrona Heights at Allegheny Valley Hospital in September 23rd, 1947. I grew up in Natrona. I lived most of my life in Natrona Heights, Trenum area. I graduated from high school. I got married in 1965. I had my son. I worked at G.C. Murphy's in Natrona Heights. After him, I quit, and then I went back there for a while, and then worked 10 years, had another son, and that's about it. And I've lived in Trenum for 42 years.
What kind of jobs did you have growing up?
When I was 15 and in high school yet, I started working at G.C. Murphy's as a clerk, and I worked there for like 10 years. Then I started working at a card company. I worked for Hallmark Cards, and I also worked for Gartley Associates. We stripped x-rays. We got them from the hospital and stripped x-rays, and I had a job making hoagies and babysitting, and that's about it. I've worked most of my life.
What was your main job throughout your life?
My main job was being a mother. But I worked at Murphy's. I was a clerk. I was also a cashier. I worked in the office and counted money from the registers and stuff like that. It was a very enjoyable job. Lots of nice people I worked with. I still have friends from working there from when I was in high school.
All right. Can you tell me what G.C. Murphy's is?
G.C. Murphy's is a five and dime store. It's like a Walmart. They made you fitted shoes on people. You made blinds. You made keys. We had like a deli. You cut lunch meat. Just waited on people. It was very friendly. It was in the Heights Plaza, which has not been there for a long time now.
Interesting. If you could have chosen a different career path, what would you have chosen?
Well, I think I would have liked to have been a beautician. I like to do hair and stuff like that. I like to see the different cuts and the colors and just the new styles nowadays. I just think that would have been an interesting job for me. I used to do a lady's hair when I was in high school. I'd always wash it and set it in curlers and stuff like that, and I really enjoyed that.
Why didn't you pursue that?
Because I got married young out of school and had a child, and I just, you know, never went to that career. You know, I just became a mom. And
why not do it now?
Well, I think I'm kind of old for that now. You know, they want younger people to have up-to-date styles and more knowledge about it. You know, I'm like old. I don't think I'd remember half the stuff to do. But I'd love it.
What advice do you wish you could give your younger self?
I wish I would have studied harder in school and paid attention and maybe went to college and learned something more, gotten a better education, and, you know, had a better job and gave my family a better lifestyle.
What do you do for fun now that you're retired?
Oh, you asked. That's a good question. You know what? I love bingo. I go to bingo at the senior center on Mondays and different days like that. I go out to lunch with my friends and to the movies or whatever. I love bingo. I don't win very often, but I love bingo and I love going to the casino. They don't like me either. I don't win there. And I love spending time with my grandchildren when I have the time to do it.
What kind of sports do you like?
I love all sports. I love football. Every week we get together at my house and have something to eat. We take turns making something to eat, and we watch the games and yell at it and everything like that. I love baseball. I go to opening day and closing day and like 10 games in between. And I also like hockey. I don't get to go to hockey games. And my grandson used to play hockey, and I'd go watch him. He's fantastic. I go watch his soccer games. He just recently started playing soccer. He's going to be a superstar.
What teams do you support from around here?
Well, of course, all the Pittsburgh teams, the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins. I like Pitt and Penn State also. I just like mostly any sports. I watch them on TV when I can get them. And I root and holler. I have my little brick I throw. I just love sports.
With this fascination of sports, it intrigues me. Have you ever played any?
Not really. I was on a co-ed baseball team for a while. I wasn't very good. I was the catcher. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't throw the ball very far. The umpire had to throw it for me. We had a lot of fun at the game.
Has sports taught you anything throughout life?
Yes, it's taught me, like, to check on fairness and just, I don't know, I watch the game sometimes, I think, wow, they should have made that call. That's not fair. You know, but it teaches you the values of sports and how to get along with other people. And just go out there and have fun. Play the game to have fun. Don't hurt somebody. Just have some fun.
With your trips to Oregon, have you gone any other interesting places?
Yes. I went on a cruise to Cozumel and to Key West with three other friends. We had a really good time there. It was around Halloween, and we were on top of the boat watching the Steeler game. We went in to gamble, and of course I didn't win there. The other people did. But I've also gone to Myrtle Beach. That was fun with the family. We've went to Florida with the family. I've gone on several bus trips to casinos. And we've gone to Atlantic City. Lots of fun to all those different places.
You seem to have fun gambling. Have you ever been to Vegas?
Well, yes, I was. We stayed at the Luxor Hotel, and we gambled in there a little bit, walked around to all the different sites, and we went to Old Vegas. I went up to the, I can't remember the name of the place. It was, we went there, and we went to the Bellagio with all the water things. That was really cool.
All right, so when you take me to one of these places?
Well, when I win the lottery, I've been trying, and I've played the Mega. It's really high, so hopefully we'll win it on Tuesday.
Is there any places you would like to travel to?
Well, yes, there is. My dream vacation is to go to Hawaii. I would love to go over there. That's my dream since I was a young girl. But I don't know if I'll ever make it there or not. I'm hoping on that lottery.
What kind of activities would you do at Hawaii?
Oh, I'd love to go to a luau, have some nice fancy fruity drinks, go in the water, and just enjoy myself, meet new people, and check on their culture and see what they do. I love to see them doing the fire sticks and dancing. I think that would be so exciting.
Are you going to join in with the fire sticks?
I certainly will. I couldn't wait. I'd buy my grass skirt and my little coconuts and do my little Hawaiian dance. I think that would be awesome. I hope somebody videos it too.
It's an awful long flight to Hawaii. Have you have any interesting things while you're on a flight?
Well, you know what? I take my puzzle book and do those. I also read. Just look outside at the scenery. One time when I was on the flight, Franco Harris was on there, and I approached him and said, "Hey, could I get my picture taken with you?" He said, "Sure." So the guy in the next seat took a photo of us, and I have it today. He was a very nice guy. Going down to retrieve my luggage, he was there again, and he asked me if I was following him. And I said, "No, not really. I'm just trying to get my luggage. But you have a good day."
Where were you going when you saw him?
I was coming home from Oregon, and we had a layover, and that was in Texas, I believe.
I know who Franco Harris is, but for people that don't, can you explain who that is?
What? Everybody knows who Franco Harris is. He was a famous football player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He got the Immaculate Reception, and he's awesome. He was number 32. He's retired now, but he does a lot of commercials. And he does a lot of good things for people.
Any other interesting flight stories you've had?
Oh, one time coming here from Oregon, we had a stopover in San Francisco. We missed our flight. We ended up having to take a flight to San Diego. From San Diego, we went to Denver, and we missed our flight there, so we had to stay in the airport all night. And it was freezing cold. We had no blankets or anything to keep warm with. I ended up getting sick before I got home, and I just hate the layovers.
Do you have any interest in going to places on the other side of the world?
Yes. I would like to go to Australia and see the koala bears and the Opera Theater House and just all their culture there and see what they do. It'd be different just learning different things about another country.
Just need to win that lottery, huh?
That's it. I keep banking on that.
Have you ever traveled alone?
Yes, I have. And I hate the layovers because you're going from one bank to the other or you just don't know where you're going. It takes so long and I was afraid I'm going to get lost and miss my flight. I prefer to travel with somebody. It makes the time go faster. You have somebody to talk to and that. So would you like to go with me next time?
I'm always open.
All right.
What do you bring on those vacations?
Well, I have to check the weather out first and get the appropriate clothing. Now, if I'm going to the beach, I take my yellow polka dot bikini. If not, I take my furry parka jacket so I can stay nice and warm.
Have you ever met someone interesting on these flights?
One time there was a guy on there, he looked like the guy from Duck Dynasty with the big long beard and, you know, the camo hat and stuff like that. So I approached him and asked him, "Hey, are you from Duck Dynasty?" He went, "Yeah, I am." And he's talking to me all this stuff. Finally, when it was about time to get off the plane, he fessed up and said, "No, he wasn't from that. He was just pulling my leg." I couldn't believe it.
Have you ever watched Duck Dynasty?
No, I haven't. It's not my cup of tea, but I have a relative that really kind of looks like one of the guys. I've seen them on TV, on talk programs and stuff like that, but yeah, they're not my cup of tea.
What's your relation to this relative?
He was a brother-in-law.
Now that Duck Dynasty is not a prevalent show, does your relative still have that long beard?
Yes, he does, and it's longer than ever, and he said he's not going to cut it off. He likes having that. It's his image now.
So your life has been very interesting. Do you have any plans for the future if you don't win the lottery?
Well, not really. Just keep on doing what I'm doing, loving family and friends, and going to bingo, and maybe I'll win a couple bucks there and I can do something with it. Put it in a little piggy bank, and maybe I'll save enough to go to Hawaii.
Hit it big at bingo, huh?
Yeah, I'm lucky I can win $2.
Thank you for being here with me today.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it, spending time with you. Good luck on your interview.
I enjoyed it too.
Thank you.